Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood at BodyAwe.com with my special colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky at Body Confidence Your Way, where we reach entrepreneurs to help them go out into the world with their best foot forward, with skills and extra body confidence. So Sharon, I know you're there. What's going on with you? Tell everyone.
Oh, well, you know, what's going on is that, I'm doing, I am helping people find their best self. And that's what we do at coaching. And you and I, we both love to do that. And if anybody's out there that wants to experience it, Stephanie and I always offer a free mini session so that you can see what it feels like and, you know, have that experience of the you show, you know, that moment where it's all about you, all about you. And if anybody out there wants to contact me or wants to write in any questions, they can they can email me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And how about you, Steph? Tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I have a few clients who are budding entrepreneurs. They're women. And there's been a few issues around, or I wouldn't say issues. I like the word challenges, which I coach them around body confidence. Sometimes they're a little shy to go out there and show their talents. And you can reach me as well at Body Awe, BODY Awe. AWE.com. And like Sharon said, we want our audience to email either one of us about your challenges and your celebrations. So Sharon, I sent this out to you the other day. I was reading about these two entrepreneurs, Roger and John Taltry, and they started their own company. And what they are pursuing is they want to remember what they do, why they do what they do, feel good to them. And by connecting to their body intuition and their body confidence and their body intelligence, they come up with better decisions as an entrepreneur. Now, for yourself, when would this come up for you where you might have a challenge and, God, do I listen to my body's intelligence or do I just do what everybody else is doing?
So I'll tell you, as a coach, we experience that every day with our clients, but the personal situations of life is a lot of time my children are now teenagers and they have situations and, you know, things happening in their lives. And a lot of times I'm asked about them. And
Sharon,
I get
one thing, Sharon, there's a little background noise. Just be careful.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll adjust. So a lot of times with, let's say my children, I would get, I'd get muddled in the situation, in the problem. Huh. And I have to sometimes ask myself, just like, you know, we ask questions as a coach, I need to present that question to myself and say, what's the truth? What's my real purpose in, let's say, parenting or in my everyday life? And what do I need from myself? You know, and usually it's, I need to stay whole. I need to be clear-minded. I need to be in a place of love.
Okay, so what happens when there's these other outer voices that are telling you to do it a different way?
So a lot of times I have outer voices that tell me you should, you know, tell him, you know, let's say it's a child that's doing something that I don't agree with. It'll be like a voice that says, you should tell him that he's, you know, on the road to disaster. You know, you should tell him that, you know, this is a big mistake and don't do it.
Okay. Then your body intelligence is saying what?
And then what I feel is that, you know, my body intelligence tells me, oh, this doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel safe because my main intention is to be in a state of love and acceptance of my children and of all people. And so when I want to say, if I think for one second, oh, if I tell him, you know, oh, don't do this, or this is a bad thing, that's not in line with my intention to be in love and acceptance. You know, it's his, you know, it's his life. And as an adult, let's say, the choices that he makes are his. And it's a very blurred line as a parent, like what you can say and what you
well, I would totally disagree with you saying it's a blurred line. Yes, maybe for a moment, but you're very much connected to your body's intelligence.
And yeah.
Then you make the right decision.
Well, my body's intelligence tells me that it's always best to let a person ask a person questions like we learned in coaching, mm-hmm. You know, and allow them through the love and acceptance that we like I could compare it to coaching when we coach, we're actually giving love and acceptance and we're hearing the person out, just like in a parent child situation, that also works excellently. I mean, you know, we're opening our heart and we're, you know, we're not giving
and please,
advice.
And please don't tell your children that you're playing the coach role because they will walk.
Right. No, I mean, I'll tell you, I definitely cannot play the coach role with
no,
them.
No, no, no. Take the hat off.
Sniff
Sharon.
Me out.
Take the hat off. And I have to tell you, yeah. I have to tell you a funny situation with me connecting with body intelligence is where we are repainting our deck. We haven't done that in many years.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yes, it's a great project. And you wouldn't believe choosing a color would be so challenging. Now, remember, I'm in collaboration with my husband.
Right.
So, coach hat on, without him knowing, you know, I would ask him questions like, okay, can you look at this color every day for the rest of your life?
Right.
Oh no, but he says, I looked at the neighbors and it looks so nice. I said, but we're not the neighbors. They have a different configuration, a different way of looking out the windows to see the deck. No, theirs looks so nice. Can we use their color?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So my body said, okay, can we sleep on this and look at it in the morning? So we got a lot of different swatches to make us totally crazy.
Right.
Painted them down on the deck. Because, you know, you look at a picture, it doesn't do it for you.
Right. That's smart that you did that. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the smartness. So this morning, the final decision has to be made. The painters are coming tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think happened?
good question. You gave in to him? And he... your instincts were telling you a different color and his was saying, you know, so let's
he was
see.
Following what? The outer voice
he was fail-
he wasn't
right,
into
yeah.
the feeling
right
the intelligence moment.
Right uh-huh so what
so
happened?
Again, my question is, can you live with that for a long time?
Right. And did he choose?
Yeah, he came over to my side. And it wasn't about competing or it's my side or his side, but I think he got into the feeling realm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is our message to our audience today, Ms. Sharon?
So I think that our message is to tune in, you know, tuning into what our main purposes. When we tune into what we really want, you know, doing introspective work, you know, maybe holding off on the impulses and more, you know, looking in and seeing how do I feel, how do, you know, checking in with ourselves. I think checking in with ourselves would be my main point of what I'd like the mess, you know, the message to be of today. How about you? What is your message of today?
Well, I also like it to be not so serious. You know, right. There were moments between me and my husband where we got so serious. Now we're talking about a color, Sharon.
Right,
it's
right.
It's not
right.
A life and death
situation. Right, exactly.
You see, we get like that from the outer voices. Oh, it has to look this way. It has to look
right.
Perfect. No, 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 no. So that's my message. So Sharon, please tell people how to contact you.
Okay, well, you could contact me at sharonshriqui@gmail.com, sharonshriqui@gmail.com, and just put a podcast in the subject matter box. I'd love to hear from you all. And how about you, Steph?
Perfect. I love the subject box being podcast. Yeah. Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. Check out my goodies. And Sharon, I'll see you again soon.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.